This is A-State Connections on KASU. I'm Jonathan Reeves. This is a weekly segment called A-State Connections and Create at State, making connections that count. In this interview, I talked with Associate Professor of Economics and Finance, Dr. Gauri Shankar Guha, and student Aaron Dent. They talk about research involving what possible economic impacts climate change could have on the region and the state. This is Dr. Guha.
My research has been pretty diverse based on grants that I received. So when I first came to the Arkansas State University, I got a biotechnology grant. So I did some work on that for a few years. Then I got three Department of Education grants on international business leadership. And so for the next 10 years after that, I worked on international business. How do you define the leadership skills and how we can build it into our IB curriculum. Now, more recently in the last year and a half or so, I've shifted focus back into my expertise area, which is I got a PhD in environmental and energy economics in Penn State. So I've been moving back more towards environmental stuff. And my own research is, right now, current research is on public valuation of some public goods, valuation of environmental goods. For example, people in Jonesboro don't probably like mosquitoes in the summer. And how much would they be willing to pay to get rid of that? So that's something that I've been working on since summer. And hopefully I'll be able to present a paper this year sometime. And in line with what the world is thinking about right now, a contemporary topic is climate change and its impacts. And I have tried to keep the controversial part of climate change, like who caused it, what was who was responsible, and so on, out of the research, but taken a very pragmatic approach from a business college point of view, is that suppose it were true, if there is a climate change, we don't want to put a blame on anybody, but if it were true, shouldn't business be prepared for it? And that's our thing. If climate change is true, what are the impacts in Arkansas or the local area? Different impacts. And what could we do to be prepared for it? What policy decisions we could, take to be prepared for climate change?
Sure. Sure. And so tell us about how this particular bit of research you've been doing, how you've been able to involve Aaron in this, if you don't mind, please.
Yes. One of the things, and here I have to take a small segue to say that early in fall of last year, I was very encouraged by our new provost, Dr. Alan Utter, mm-hmm. and he has brought this focus on undergraduate research. And I was encouraged by it. I always wanted my undergrad students to write term papers. I always encouraged them to present at conferences and such. But here was a formal effort from ASU to encourage faculty to get undergrads do quality research. And so in early fall, I was scouting for three or four good students. And by good students, I mean people that can really write and read and write well and with some math skills. So Aaron totally fits that bill. I mean, there are three things I've observed about him are excellent research qualities. Number one, that if you talk to him and give him some ideas or instructions, he understands it, which was such a revelation. He understands what I'm telling him, and he follows through with it. Number two is that he can read a lot of stuff very quickly. And number three is he's very good with statistical packages. And quantitative, because Aaron, your minor is math, right?
Second major, in fact, yeah.
Second major. So he is really good in math, and this is an ideal combination for research.
So tell us about your role in the research that you've been taking a place, if you don't mind, please.
Sure. So under the broad rubric of climate change, I'm specifically researching how high CO2 levels in the atmosphere impact health outcomes in the state of Arkansas. So specifically chronic lower respiratory illness. So that would include things such as asthma, bronchitis, COPD. And I'm researching how CO2 levels and particulate matter in the atmosphere can exacerbate that issue in Arkansans.
Right. And so how has that been going so far?
Very well. Turned in my paper to the Western Social Science Association on the 15th. So it's going very well. So what I looked for primarily was, is there a correlation between deaths from chronic lower respiratory illness and increasing CO2 levels? So the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change releases essentially reports on this every so often, and looked at CO2 information from there. And essentially, since the Industrial Revolution, CO2 levels in the atmosphere have been increasing at a rapid rate. And this has the potential, and as you can see, there's a strong correlation with deaths from chronic lower respiratory illness here in Arkansas.
Right. And Dr. Guha, kind of your thoughts on what he's been doing by way of that that correlation.
Sure. So I think Aaron is he's trying to be very humble. Actually, he, over the winter break, he wrote an excellent paper. I mean, a lot of faculty would be proud to write a paper like that. And that's because he read through the IPCC. He just talked about the Intergovernmental Panel for Climate Change. And this is a group of thousands of scientists and engineers and economists around the world that bring out three working group reports, like what are the causes for climate change, what are the impacts, and what you can do to mitigate or adapt. Mitigate means to basically stop this from happening, and adapt is where we can't stop it from happening. So what can we do, things that are in our control? So what Aaron did is that he married two time series data sets, the one on carbon dioxide, which a lot of people think is responsible for global warming or climate change. We don't debate that. We just take it from the scientific literature. And also he has got a hold of community level healthcare data. And he tried to correlate that. And the analysis that he's done, essentially some statistics, like to name one, is he has done a Chow test, a breakpoint test, which means you take the carbon dioxide emissions, you take the temperature rise data, and see if there's a break. There's a change in pattern on some year or some period. And you take this healthcare data and see that if that also has a break point. At a point, like you're going down a road and you take a fork, you go left or right. Is there something like that in the healthcare data? And do these two things coincide? And he's been able to find very high correlation on that. That the inflections in the data sets are almost the same point.
You're listening to the Created State podcast here on KASU. So with this, obviously very, very impressive research, and he made mention of the Western Social Sciences Association conference he'll be presenting at, another conference, I believe, he'll be presenting at as well.
Yes, actually, and also Dr. Utter and Emily Devereaux, who's Director of Research at ASU, they encouraged our students to upload their abstracts and papers to a thing called the National Conference for Undergrad Research. It's the biggest undergrad research conference in the U.S. This time it'll be in Montana State, in Bozeman, Montana, and more than 4,000 students sent in their papers, and Aaron is one of the few whose papers got accepted to be presented there. So that itself is an honor. And then he's taking a different version of that paper to Portland, Oregon, where the Western Social Science Association meets this year. And he has entered into a student competition there as well.
Fantastic. So tell us about, how did you come to Arkansas State?
Well, I was born here in Jonesboro. I've been an Arkansan my entire life, and many of my family members went to Arkansas State University, and I've always, regarded it as a great college, so that's why I chose Arkansas State.
Okay, and tell us about how you got interested in this particular bit of research, if you don't mind.
So probably early last semester, I was made aware that Dr. Guha was looking for some undergraduate students to be involved in research specifically in regards to climate change. And I'm, you know, very interested in economics and had been wanting to be involved in some kind of research in economics, and that was a great opportunity to do so.
Obviously, with this research, there are, when you think about how this could impact people, there are the obvious impacts there. And I know that's one of the things we talk about, way of how's Arkansas State making an impact in the community. Dr. Guha can obviously imagine that research like this, that what he's talking about here, could help by way of improving the lives of so many people who suffer from those respiratory issues.
Yeah. Well, one thing is, Aaron and probably I will later on present at academic forums. And also, maybe once this is completed, we might do a community presentation through ASU. There are two things that emerge. One is that, you know, there is a healthcare cost. At today's price levels, we can evaluate what it will cost if, for example, climate changes by 1 degree or humidity changes by 10% or something. And we can take that cost as a benchmark. Now, you can use it in two ways. One is to adapt, which means that we can add that much to our healthcare facilities, that we know that we'll have a, so X percentage increase in lung illnesses or something. So do we have more lung doctors? What are they called? Pulmonary, whatever.
Yeah, right, yeah. Right.
It's a medical term. So some lung doctors, or do we have more facilities to, you know, take care of people like that, diagnose and cure them? Or we could take that benchmark amount and do something about reducing the amount of, you know, particulate matters and carbon dioxide in the air. And to take one sensitive thing, could we stop field burning and by paying incentives to farmers and things like that, which generate carbon dioxide and particulate matters in the air?
How do you think this research would help with communities?
Well, I think it's very important for legislators, federal and local, to be fully aware how climate change can affect their citizens. For example, under Governor Beebe's term as governor, he established the Arkansas Governor's Commission on Climate Global Warming, and they released in a report in 2008 outlining 54 policies that they think can help reduce emissions in the state of Arkansas, and evaluating, you know, how much it would cost to implement those policies. And that has been a great resource for me conducting my research, because they did a lot of the heavy lifting in terms of sorting through potential policies that could reduce emissions here in the state of Arkansas and evaluating the cost.
How's it been working with Dr. Guha on this project?
Fantastic. He introduced me to, this is my first time doing academic research, and he has been incredibly gracious in leading me through the process, giving me the resources that I need to conduct my research, and also letting me, go my own path sometimes and not, you know, micromanaging. So it's been incredibly, I've been incredibly fortunate to work with Dr. Guha, and I would like to in the future.
So you being a sophomore in this, I mean, obviously you've still got some time left here. Mm-hmm. That has it kind of helped you by way of thinking, all right, maybe I want to go and pursue maybe an advanced degree and those kinds of things?
Yeah. So my goal is to do research in economics. I would like to get a doctorate in economics and teach and do research. Mm-hmm. That's the plan right now.
Very good. And I know you've been very proud of his work there, Dr. Guha.
Absolutely.
Very good.
One of the best students I've had ever.
Fantastic. Well, I appreciate you so much. Before I let you run, Dr. Guha, thank you for coming in as well and bringing Aaron with you. Anything else you would like to add, please, for the podcast, please, sir?
No, this is fine. I really hope that we carry on. We got built a momentum on undergrad research this semester. I hope the university continues supporting this. And also, we should find a way to showcase it to the community. One of them is this podcast, I suppose. But also, if we could, get the students to present to people, groups of maybe legislatures or groups of community leaders. That'll be impressive.
Very good. Aaron, anything you'd like to add?
Yeah, I mean, I've been very interested in that as well, making the community aware of how this could affect them and, you know, giving them the information to evaluate it for themselves. Very important.
Associate Professor of Economics and Finance, Dr. Gauri Shankar Guha, and student Aaron Dent on the Create at State podcast. To hear more interviews like this one, you can subscribe to the podcast at the Create at State podcast page on kasu.org. You can also go to iTunes or Google Play or Spotify. Anywhere the podcasts are available, you can subscribe, or you can listen on the NPR app. And also tell others about the Create at State podcast and leave us a review, as we'd love to hear from you. You are listening to A-State Connections on KASU. I'm Jonathan Reeves.